This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I can't wake up this morning, right? I can't. You know, it's a Monday. That time change really did me in, but that's not why I'm tired. I was in Atlanta for the last 4 or 5 days at a conference and a radio conference. It was great. It was great. Don Anthony's talk show, Boot Camp, excellent conference. I met a lot of great people, a lot of fun guys and ladies. And so maybe I'm a little bit jet-lagged. And the funny thing is I was actually awake when we changed our clocks. You know how I always tell you guys that you got to change your clock, you know, and you got to wake up at about 1:50 in the morning, splash some water on your face to make sure you're nice and alert so you can change your clocks. We don't have to do that anymore. We don't have to wake up at 2 in the morning to change our clocks. Our iPhones do it ourselves, Samsung. But the problem I've had is my iPhone won't change its time until hours into the next day. Yet apparently Samsung does. So all of a sudden I look at the watch and it said 3 in the morning, and that was back east time, and so I guess it changed on its own. So I was pretty happy about that. The iPhone, of course, took a lot longer. But the reason why everybody has such a big, I don't know, BF about the whole daylight savings time issue is they claim that there's health risks associated with your having that time change. And we've talked about this. There's been studies about the health risks, right? They talked about how it may increase your risk of heart attack. Apparently, there was a study from the University of Colorado a few years back that found that 25%, you have a 25% increased risk of heart attack the following Monday after the spring forward with the clocks. Is that ridiculous? Really just 1 hour of sleep? Your cell phone is waking you up throughout the whole entire night. Yeah, daylight savings time is what does us in. Are you kidding me? So apparently this risk, this increased risk that we found in this University of Colorado study with heart attacks fell back to almost normal when you regain that hour in the fall. That doesn't seem to get as much attention as a heart attack risk. But apparently that stressing about the 1 hour is huge. Another study came out from the University of Colorado, I believe a different campus. I think one was from Boulder and the other was from, I don't remember. But there was another study that found that there was a spike in car accidents the first week after daylight savings time change, especially the first 6 days. They say apparently drivers did worse with 1 hour less of sleep than those comfortable with their routine prior to the time change. So, plus you have the anxiety. There's been discussions of more cortisol and stress hormones going up, and maybe that can make you more anxious, causing a heart attack or car accident. I just don't understand how the country falls apart. Are you serious? I mean, you know, our cell phones have been disrupting our sleep. The light it emits, I even think some of the radiation it emits really messes with our sleep, because most of us have our cell phones right by our bed, right next to our head. See, I have my ringer off, but I still want to be able to be woken up by my phone in case it's a patient or a family member or whatever. So I have it really close to my bed so I could feel the vibrations. That's ridiculous. What are we doing? Really quickly here, you know the history of daylight savings time. It dates back to World War, it dates back even beyond that. Ancient civilizations would play around with their daily schedules to adjust the change in daylight, right? Summer of the days are longer, winter, the days are shorter. So ancient civilizations used to mess around with their day. Benjamin Franklin had written an essay so famously for the Parisians entitled An Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light. Back in 1784, he explained how you could use less candles and save on resources if you woke up earlier, making more use of nature's early light. Then, not much had really been done until World War I. Germany, in 1916, was actually the first country to adopt daylight saving time. Then President Woodrow Wilson signed into law in 1918 to conserve coal during the Great War. Then, after the war, not much really happened. Some of the states maintained it, some didn't. But for the most part, it was eventually repealed. Then, in 1942, FDR brought it back. Right? It was called wartime, in essence, daylight savings time to assist in the conservation of the war efforts then. But after the war, again, no federal law maintained the time change, so states could do what they wish. Then in 1966, the Uniform Time Law, right, was enacted to unite the states in the effort, and the law was signed by Lyndon B. Johnson. This decree, daylight saving time, was going to begin on the last Sunday of April and to end the last Sunday of October. And, of course, states had the right to exempt themselves. Now, I know a lot of us have been saying, wait a second, I remember that. I remember around Halloween, we would change our clocks, but now it seems like we change it later. Well, you're right. In 2007, the Energy Policy Act changed it from, which was had been originally created in 2005, that daylight savings time begins 2 a.m. on the second Sunday of March and ends at 2 a.m. on the first Sunday of November, therefore reducing it. See, the April to October thing was a six-month thing. Now, all of a sudden, you know, we've been scratching our head going, wait a second, this daylight savings time seems a lot shorter. Well, that's why. In 2007, they changed it. Apparently, we know about Arizona. Arizona doesn't follow it. And I think Hawaii also doesn't convert it. So, now, there's a study that came out today talking about how our DNA may determine how we handle the time change. This is a very nice way of saying some of us are weenies, all right? And apparently, according to an expert panel, Dr. Takahashi, chairman of neuroscience at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, says it is likely that advancing our clocks in the spring would more affect owls, those individuals who tend to stay awake later at night and consequently wake up later in the morning. Less affected are the larks, those individuals who tend to wake up early and go to sleep earlier. So I guess I'm a lark as opposed to an owl. All right. So you can take an online test called the Munich Chronotype to figure out who you are. But it's basically your genes. You're either a weenie or you're not. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results? Lately, search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, Amazon's Alexa is now giving medical advice. You know those hands-free speakers, you know, the Google Home and the Alexa? Apparently Alexa is now giving medical advice. Of course, I got a bone to pick with that one, a big bone to pick with that one. Marijuana also linked to stroke. Again, another study linking marijuana to stroke. heart attack, sudden death. We'll tell you why. And medical doctors, right, who had it really tough when I went to school, then didn't have to work 36-hour shifts anymore, only had to work a maximum of 16 hours. Now it's kind of going back a little bit to where they have to work at least, they could work a max of 24, possibly 28 hours, depending on how they trade off their patients. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls. So let's go to the phone lines. I know some of you guys have called in, and let's hear what you have to ask.
Hi, this is Jean. I want to know if it's good for my son and grandson and wife and the baby, who's 22 months old, if it's good for them to sleep like in 69 degrees with a fan going. Is that good for them? Please let me know. Thank you.
Oh, that's a good question. Thank you, Jean. I think you listen on one of my affiliates at night, so I apologize if I'm not talking to you live. That's a very, very good question. You know, we want to keep the rooms all nice and toasty for our family members and for our kids, and we think the toastier, the less infection, you know, people will get. But actually, studies have found that the temperature should be a little bit on the cooler side. We found that a temperature on the cooler side actually helps you with your metabolism. It helps you get a better night's sleep. It's very interesting. There was a study a couple years ago. I had to look up. According to Dr. Christopher Winter, medical director at Charlottesville Neurology and Sleep Center, says the temperature in your bedroom should be between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit for optimal sleep. I had to look it up because I always thought that the studies were kind of looking at 70 to 72. So here's at least one study that said 60 to 67 degrees. They say any temperature above 75 degrees or below 54 degrees could disrupt your sleep. This is being reported by WSB-TV. So you guys get that? If the temperature is greater than 75 degrees, that can mess with your sleep. If it's below 54 degrees, it could disrupt sleep. So in my house, we have the temperature at about 72, and I have tons of blankets nearby. And when I get hot in the middle of the night and I wake up, I throw off the covers, you know, because I'm at that age now where my temperature is starting to change. And then when I get cold, I can just grab the covers because your body temperature goes up and down. They say when the temperature in a room is too hot or too cold, the body will work to regulate its temperature, leaving you tossing and turning all night. When it doesn't have to work overtime, the body can relax more, resulting in deeper sleep. Another study has found that temperatures in the 60s allow your body to release more melatonin, which has been shown to protect brain health, fight cancer, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, etc. And they say studies also show that melatonin improves weight control by increasing your brown fat that helps burn calories. You want more brown fat than white fat. We've talked about that on the show. But Jean is asking also, what about the little baby? All right, should the little baby be freezing? This is what I would say. When it comes to babies, no. I think the temperature should be higher because the babies cannot regulate their temperature as well as others. Now, mind you, many times we have a fan going on in the room. I see this a lot. Parents will have fans in the baby room. In fact, my parents did that with my youngest brother, who's about 16 years younger than me. They would use a fan because the fan would draw out the sounds of everybody. We had a household where everybody yelled and everybody was just going crazy. And so they would have the fan would block sounds from the outside of the house. Yet you could still hear the kid. It just, it stunk because the kid would try to, you know, put his finger through the fan, you know, which was a problem, obviously. But that was my brother. We really didn't have the smartest people in our house, including me. Just we really were kind of dumb. But anyway, but when it came to, you know, the fan, I didn't like the dust being blown. I thought the dust being blown was a little, you know, for me, I don't like a fan near my face. I don't like that. I just don't like the feel of the air. I don't want to breathe in something that could have come from the other side of the room. I guess I like my air a little bit more stagnant. That's just me. So I would say for a baby, keep the room a little warmer. Make sure the baby still has the ability to stay warm because, again, it can't regulate its temperature as well. But I don't necessarily mind a fan in the room as long as it's clean air, as long as the dust is, you know, cleaned up from the carpets. You know, I live in Las Vegas, so we have a lot of dust that always blows into the house. I would not have the fan blow air onto the baby. I would have the fan blow in a different direction so that there's still movement of the air that's circulating. But that's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Speaking of cold, Winter Storm Stella is bearing down. This is a storm. I was flying back from Atlanta yesterday, and you saw the storm, I believe, in the Midwest, kind of over Minnesota, and coming into Michigan. Well, I guess now this isn't the storm that's coming to the Northeast, but there was a big storm up in the northern United States coming down. Now we're being told that there's a nor'easter coming up, and there's going to be a lot of winds, at least 70 mile per hour winds coming up from the coast, and it's called Winter Storm Stella. All right, late Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, notice that Superstorm Sandy. And then Winter Storm Stella, they had to change the hurricane names because the women, they used to always be named after women, then they had to make them more equal, including men. But, you know, usually like Hurricane Katrina, it's usually the women, no matter what, no matter how, you know, where the odds lie, it usually comes with a woman's name. I don't know, but, you know, it happens. Nothing we ladies could do about it. Anyway, this is going to be the biggest snowfall of the winter for what we understand. They say a powerful nor'easter was forecast to develop along the East Coast late Monday and roll through the Northeast deep into Tuesday, according to the National Weather Service. Heavy snow and strong winds with gusts up to 50 miles an hour can knock out power to thousands. From what we're understanding, travel has already been affected. They say close to 3,000 flights have already been canceled for tomorrow as the Northeast is preparing for this blizzard. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, New England is all under winter storm watch. They say that the region could see up to 2 feet of snow from today to early Wednesday. And as you remember with Superstorm Sandy, that was horrible. We collected, it was amazing, the neighborhoods out here and people grouping together to get truckloads of supplies for Superstorm Sandy. Unfortunately, we couldn't ship the supplies because there weren't a lot of places back east that wanted them. They just said, just send us money. We'll go to Walmart and we'll buy stuff. And I'm like, but we have food, we have clothes, we have everything here. Take advantage of it. And I understand. They probably, you know, they didn't want to have to sift through it, check expiration, et cetera. But, you know, what really kind of frustrated me with that is a lot of people won't send money. You know, many people, they're busy. They have tight, you know, budgets. And so it's easier for them to go into their pantry and say, look, I don't eat this, this, and this. Here, take this. You know, and we had so many people donate stuff that usually won't go online and you know, send money. And it was a shame that we couldn't send those things out there. But one thing that I believe the Salvation Army told me to do is, you know, donate everything to the local Salvation Army so that the other satellite places don't have to be strapped to send supplies back east. So that's what we did during Superstorm Sandy. So this winter storm Stella is expected to sweep that whole northeast region with blizzard conditions, 12 to 24 inches of wind blasted snow. Multiple flights obviously canceled. This is going to be another mess. We are hoping we don't see the power outages. Of course, when we look at what happened with Superstorm Sandy, you know, many people, they were all reliant on their cell phones, but there was no power to charge their cell phone. So I recommended getting one of those little contraptions in your car such that you could charge in your car. Now a lot of the newer cars have the actual, the USB port that you could, you know, already plug in. But for those that don't, there's like a converter that you could put in so you could at least charge your phone in your own car. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Well, as the staff in your doctor's office may say, all right, the doctor will see you now. And you're like, oh, the doctor's going to see you now. Yay. Apparently, Alexa will hear you now, as many of us medical providers are pulling out our eyebrows when we hear that these hands-free speakers are now going to give you medical advice. Are you kidding me? According to TheVerge.com, and I was on KABC talking to Leanna Doug McIntyre about this topic. This was this really drove me crazy. How apparently Amazon's Alexa, you know, and Amazon has the Echo Dot, the Fire TV. Amazon's Alexa, according to The Verge, already has more than 10,000 skills. All right, but now WebMD announced that it is going to launch its own skill for all Alexa-enabled devices, which means Alexa will be able to answer basic health-related queries. Topics include treatments for common ailments, such as Alexa, ask WebMD how to treat a sore throat. Oh, hell to the no. All right, let me finish with this, and then I'll say my piece. Whew, I'm mad. Definitions of basic diseases. Alexa, ask WebMD what diabetes is. All right, that I'm okay with. And the side effects of certain drugs. Alexa, ask WebMD to tell me about amoxicillin. That I'm okay with. WebMD stresses that, like its website, the new Alexa skill is only meant to offer supplementary information and adds that the software is a work in progress. According to WebMD's Vice President of Mobile Products, Ben Greenberg, he tells The Verge, we want to be in the place where we believe computing is going. This is going to be really helpful in situations where you want to access something hands-free. All right, and I get that. And I'm a big fan of WebMD. I've told you guys, if you want to look something up, I'm very happy with the way WebMD does their website. All right, still no substitute for a medical provider, but if you want to look up diabetes, hyperparathyroidism, porphyria, go ahead. WebMD is great for that. Now, what he said is here. For example, a mom with her baby. The baby's got a rash and is on amoxicillin. And there's poop all over the place, and it's scary. The mom can find out that diarrhea is a side effect of amoxicillin without having to navigate through a visual interface. So some of you may say, oh, that's great. So the baby had a rash. Baby's on amoxicillin. Now he's pooping all over the place. So mom could talk to Alexa. Alexa could ask WebMD. And they say, you know what? It's just a side effect of the amoxicillin. No big deal. So you as a parent stop the amoxicillin. Now, as a medical doctor and a board-certified family physician, I say hell to the no. You do not stop the amoxicillin based on an Alexa. Or even later, a Google Home. What are you guys thinking? What if that baby has a rash and diarrhea because he has rotavirus? Rotavirus causes pretty significant diarrhea and in some cases could cause a rash. What if there's another sort of infection? What if a baby has strep throat? You know how many times I've seen babies with strep or with an ear infection and they end up having diarrhea? My son, every time he got an ear infection, he'd get diarrhea. That's how I knew he had an ear infection before he started having pain. So here you are, treating your child with amoxicillin that the doctor gave you, or the medical provider gave you. A baby has diarrhea. You turn around and go to Alexa. She says, oh, you know what, I have the side effects of amoxicillin. You stop the amoxicillin, and that kid's strep throat gets worse, or that kid's ear infection gets worse. This is why you talk to the medical providers, okay? So it really scares me when people put so much trust. Now, you know, I understand some of you are out there going, Dr. Dolly, are you serious? Really? Okay, nobody's that stupid to trust their Alexa or their Google Home, you know, with medical advice, okay? You know, obviously they're going to talk to the medical provider. No, it's not a stupidity versus an intelligence issue. It's a convenience issue. People know gosh darn well that you don't eat food that you drop on the floor. But they do it anyway because it's convenient. It doesn't matter if they have a degree from Harvard. Right? People from Harvard drop pizza on the floor, cheese face down, and will still eat it. They may just brush it off or pick stuff off. Right? That's not an intelligence issue. It's a convenience issue. You know, so they may say, gosh, you know, I really don't have time to go to the doctor right now. My kid's got this diarrhea. You know, Alexa, is diarrhea a side effect of amoxicillin? Yes, diarrhea is a side effect of amoxicillin. That's why the kid has diarrhea. I'll just stop the amoxicillin and we'll deal with it later. What if that kid has rotavirus? What if that kid has some other, you know, intestinal issue? All right, that concerns me. The convenience aspect of these hands-free speakers concern me. You know, what is it with you guys? You guys just don't like doctors anymore. You don't like going to the doctor. And it's not all of our fault. I understand a lot of us doctors aren't very friendly. All right, yes, I've been called a witch, all right, with the B word, many, many times. I get it. I'm not always smiley and happy to see you. I get that you have to pay money to see me. You may even get a bill from the office. I get that. You know, I understand. We medical providers aren't as lovely to look at as the beautiful black, smooth, cylindrical Alexa. I get that. All right. But come on, people. You know, our years of our experience teach us, right, that something else could be going on. Remember I told you that there was a guy that about a year or two ago that came into the ER multiple times with intractable hiccups. He was hiccuping for a week or two. And when I first heard of the story, I go, it's probably a heart attack. It's probably an inferior MI that's irritating the diaphragm. And I knew that because I learned that chronic burping could also be a sign of an inferior MI. We're talking about, not a lot of us burp, at, you know, fine, but I'm talking about repeated cycles of the burping, where the burping just doesn't stop, or the hiccups just don't stop. So when I go, why is he going to the ER all the time? Somebody needs to check his heart. Well, it turns out, I guess the fourth doctor checked his heart, found out that it was, you know, an inferior heart attack, and it made the news. But I'm like, why wasn't that, what happened three times prior? Okay? If you ask any of these hands-free speakers, you know, all right, how do you stop the hiccups? They will tell you how to stop the hiccups. But it's the doctor, it's the nurse practitioner, it's the physician assistant, it's your pharmacist, it's your physical therapist, it's your occupational therapist that'll go, whoa, 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 whoa. How long has these hiccups been going on for? I've been hiccuping now for 2 straight hours. Really? Any heart disease in the family? Yeah, Dad had a heart attack. Do you feel dizzy at all, or are you sweating? Well, yeah, I'm sweating, but that's because I keep hiccuping. You get yourself to an ER now. That's the difference between a medical provider and an Alexa or a Google Home. You see? Now, I was on KBC talking to Doug McIntyre and Leanne Tweeden, and another concern that people have are these websites and them having a bias or a relationship with a pharmaceutical company. Apparently, WebMD had, back in 2010, a quiz to, you know, ask you more about your mental health. And no matter what answers people gave, according to this report back in 2010, they were told they were at risk for depression. And the quiz itself was sponsored by the drug company Eli Lilly. Eli Lilly makes Cymbalta, an antidepressant. That was also being advertised on the same page. Now, a spokesperson for WebMD, according to The Verge, would not comment on that particular case, and they said there's in-house staff, board-certified physician editors who medically review all the content. And WebMD has won lots of awards, and I have to admit, I'm a fan of WebMD. I am. But just people, please be careful to what you're getting online. I wrote more about this on my website. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, and you'll see the article. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I may talk too much, but I don't sleep too much. I really haven't gotten much sleep since I started training. And I've told you guys many, many stories about my late night shifts and my having to work 36-plus hours straight. And, yes, you're going to hear about it again. 100-plus-hour work week because it's in the news. We have a headline, so you're going to hear about it again. I'd probably go in. I remember waking up at 3:45 so I could get to the hospital at 5 a.m. or 4:30, 5 a.m. so I could round on my patients and be prepared when the resident came at 6, and I had to have everything memorized with my ICU patients. Usually I had a couple ICU patients. Had to have everything memorized, the ventilation settings, the medications they were taking. You know, in other services, you would be able to read off your note. Then the ICU, I had to have everything memorized. And, you know, so it took some work, as well as you want to take care of the patient also. So you want to, you know, look at them from head to toe, write all your notes, make sure you rounded on all your patients, and make sure you were also prepared if they ask you a question about, you know, what does this ventilator setting mean, or how do we wean off a ventilator, or tell me everything you know about multiple myeloma or toxic shock syndrome, or, you know, so it was a lot of stress and a lot we had to do. So, yeah, you didn't sleep much. And then if my day technically started at 5 a.m., even though I woke up at 3:45, I would not go home till after 6, 7 o'clock at night the next day. So very easy to do a 37, 38-hour shift. As I would drive home, I would fall asleep at the wheel and fall asleep at the stoplights, streetlights. I remember my friends, you know, being in the car in front of me, and I'd be up, and the car wouldn't move. And you'd see him just sit there slouched over, and I'd slam on my horn going, come on, I want to go home. And that's how we would drive home, half asleep. I remember when I was on a OB service delivering babies, and it was actually worse if you fell asleep. If you stayed awake, it was actually better than falling asleep and being woken up out of a deep sleep, because you fell into your REM pretty quickly when you're sleep deprived. And a nurse waking me up saying I have a baby to deliver, and she having to steer me over to the room, and then I fell, collapsed onto the patient. Again, got back up, woke up, delivered the baby. The father sitting there looking in fear that I was the one delivering. The baby came out fine. I delivered the baby. I mean, you learn how to do things, half asleep. It was scary. But that's just how it was done back then. Unfortunately, bad things could happen. And so the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education decided to change the shifts that were unlimited, basically, okay, to 24 hours at the time. Then they cut it down to 16, and now they're bringing it back to 24 hours. So I'll tell you more about this, but I want to give you a little bit of history, because it wasn't my case and my work that made any changes. This is just something we did in the 90s. The debate started actually back in the 80s. There was a college student named Libby Zion, and Libby Zion died of technically a medication error. She was being treated at the New York Hospital for agitation and depression and jerking movements. Now, her medication was Nardil, which is an MAO inhibitor, and was, at the time in the 80s, a pretty common medication for depression. Well, one night she became agitated when she was in the hospital. So an intern gave her Demerol. Now, I've told you guys how it's stratified with your levels of training. Your pre-med students are basically in undergrad college. Then you get into medical school and you're a medical student for about 4 years. After you graduate medical school in 4 years, you become an intern. You actually get paid, but you are interning in the field you want to, whether it's internal medicine, psychiatry, surgery, family medicine, etc. Intern is the first year out of medical school. So you still have had medical training. You still learn about the medications. You still learn, you know, about things and side effects, but you're an intern is your first year, and then you have a second-year resident, a third-year resident, sometimes a fourth- or fifth-year resident. Well, back then, and I don't know if the patient complained of pain or whatnot, but for some reason, Demerol, which is a painkiller, was given to the patient, Libby, who was also on Nardil. Now, nobody knew that there was a potential interaction between Demerol and Nardil, such that she went into the serotonin syndrome, which we've talked about on the show, where her temperature hiked to 107 degrees, and then she went into cardiac arrest and died. Nowadays, medical students have something called Hippocrates. There's all these apps now that give you medication side effects. But when I was in school in the 90s, thank God I had the pharmacist that would say, you know, Dahlia, something's up with these medications. Let's hold off. One example that many of you guys have probably already witnessed is many of you are on a muscle relaxant, all right, every now and then for back pain. And you've started to notice that many of you will not be able to get your muscle relaxant. And you're like, well, why not? Because if you're taking an antidepressant like Zoloft or Lexapro or Paxil, there could be a serotonin syndrome related to that. Just like Tramadol, all right? Tramadol and the anti-anxiety, anti-depression medications could possibly cause a serotonin syndrome. So all of a sudden in the last few years, there's all these medications you can't get because of possible interactions. And the first I heard about it was our friendly neighborhood pharmacist. I would say, look, you wrote these medications. I know you've written them for years. We're being told now that there's a drug interaction, so we have to advise against it. I'm like, wow, thank you. Thank you for letting me know, because they hear about first, which is why always, always be in touch with your pharmacist. So the family of Libby Zion, all right, decided to indict the entire medical staff and wanted murder convictions for the intern and the second-year resident. The jury declined awarding murder convictions, but did charge the residents with 38 counts of gross negligence. So, one, this frightened patients and people all over the world going, okay, wait a second. You could be given a painkiller in a hospital, and this is one of the reasons why we don't really use MAO inhibitors that much anymore, because of all the side effects. Who knew? Just like with Viagra and nitrates, who knew that if you took Viagra and you take nitrate for angina, that you could possibly have a drop in your blood pressure and die? We didn't know this until the medications were out. And it scared the whole medical community going, oh my gosh, we could be going to jail if somebody has a side effect that we didn't even know about. So the ACGME said, look, one thing we're going to do is stop this idea of people being sleep deprived. So they lowered the shifts to 24-hour shifts. All right. And then this was in 2003, implementing a 24-hour shift and an 80-hour week maximum cap. And then they lowered it down to 16-hour shifts for interns. Well, apparently now it's going to go back up to 24 hours. So the cap's going to return for first-year residents to return to 24 hours, and it's going to allow 4 hours to manage necessary transitions between patients. So when you have to do evening rounds and you have to trade patients off and finish what you were doing that night before you go, there's an additional 4 hours. So it looks like interns are going to be going back up to 28 hours. Why did they change it from the 16? Because us medical providers need to be used to being up all night. We medical providers need to realize that we may be taking care of patients in the middle of the night. And, medical school is like a boot camp. Not that I would ever compare it to what our heroic military do. But, they want to mimic real life. And when you do call, that's why the 36-hour shifts came about, because you would wake up, you'd do your clinic, you'd be on call that night, you'd have to do your clinic the next day. The 80-hour maximum work week would still maintain in effect, including working from home, and everybody gets one day off per 7 days worked. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.